Coach on the road once again, take you behind the scenes with MLB stars of the game. And I got the man over here for the Braves, MD. How we doing?
Good, how you doing?
Just fine. Introduce yourself to my audience.
Hey, it's Maurice Hildebrand. I play everywhere.
You play everywhere?
Yeah.
So you the man, huh?
Oh, yeah.
His dream playing in the big leagues. M in the big leagues. So what was your journey like getting here?
I'm from Honduras. I'm the first born and raised player from my country. I got discovered by a missionary group that went down to Honduras and was giving away baseball stuff. And they brought me to Sacramento, California, ended up playing 2 years of high school, got drafted in the 26th round by the Red Sox.
Honduras?
Yes, Honduras.
Are you the first Honduras?
First one born and raised ever out of my country.
So you must be the man.
I am. it's pretty good, honest. It's pretty good. At the same time, it's a lot of, you know, discipline and a lot of, like, weight on the shoulders, but it's fun. It's really fun.
So everybody know you when you come back home, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people would know me. A lot of people would know, try to work out. And I'm like, yeah, go ahead. There's a map right here. Try doing it.
So I go to Honduras. I'm going to take a picture. You will tell everybody I know you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. People, especially now, you know, especially now. Name is popping right now.
So what is it like being in the major leagues?
It's pretty crazy, you know. People think it's a total different game, but it's the same thing when you play high school, when you play travel ball. It's the same game. You know, guys are just faster. And bigger, that's it. But you know, when you get to this level, you learn how to slow everything down.
I would always tell my guys that the only difference is that as you move up to this level, the game become quicker, competition become better, you eliminate the ones that can't and the ones that cannot.
Exactly. If you cannot, they'll find somebody else that will. You know, I think that's the thing. Like, just a matter of going there and try to make it happen. You know, like, it's like there's no I'm trying. You know, everybody can try, but if not, they'll find somebody that will.
So, I mean, when you look at Major League Baseball, I mean, you come from Honduras. Who are some of the players that you idolize or you want to be like?
You know, I grew up watching Chipper. I grew up watching Jeter, you know, back in the day. I mean, those two guys were pretty big, you know, especially because there was TBS back home. And then every Sunday night, basically, was the Yankees in there. So I think just watching, you know, those two guys coming at it. And then when I got to Sacramento, I was watching Brandon Crawford, you know, that era of the Giants when they won the three World Series in this five-year span.
Mm-hmm. So you went from the Yankees to the Braves to San Francisco.
Yeah.
So who's your favorite team? Or who was your favorite team before I crossed the Braves?
So, no, yeah, no. For me, it was, not, like I say, when I started following baseball a lot more when I got to the States, you know, because I was able to watch it every day and everything. No, the Giants were a lot because I was in Sacramento. You know, I still go to the games and everything. But like I say, I always loved baseball, man. I was watching baseball. For me, it was always just watching, you know, the guys making plays and everything. Yeah. You know, I got to play one of the fields.
So how you deal with the mental stress of this game?
It's stressful, man. But at the same time, you gotta look at the glass if it's half full, you know, empty. You know, like we're playing a game, man. Like, yeah, it's gonna be stressful. We're gonna succeed, but you know, we're playing a child's game. We're getting paid for it, and you know, just perspective, just going out there and have fun.
So what is it like for kids wearing your uniform and calling your name and wearing your autograph? How does that make you feel?
Yeah, pretty good, man. Pretty good. You know, it's pretty good. Just because, you know, never in a million years when I was in Honduras, you know, playing baseball, I thought, you know, I'll get to this point and everything. I always knew I was going to play in the big leagues, but, you know, just having success and, you know, having the success I'm having right now, it's pretty special.
Well, you just knew you was going to be in the big leagues, huh?
Oh, yeah. I knew I was going to be in the big leagues. That's the thing. You got to have confidence. You got to have confidence. You know, there's a thing between cocky and confidence. I'm a very confident person.
So how you wind up with that number 14?
It was given to me in Houston. You know, ended up having success in Houston and, you know, stick with me. And people always, you know, always 14 everywhere I went. And then when I got here to the Braves, they asked me, hey, what number you want? I was like, I'll get 14. 14 available? I'm like, yeah, I'll stick with 14. My wife has a lot of clothes with number 14 on it, so that's one of the reasons, too.
So you just go brand that number 14.
Yeah, right? I like 14.
So, I mean, you know, when you look at yourself as a major league ball player, when you got that call up, you was going to the big leagues. What was that day like?
Oh, it was crazy. I was in a cab on my way to the hotel with my girlfriend and my wife now. And I got a call from the manager.
You didn't make sure you let him know it's your wife now, because somebody, your wife, be trying to jump.
Yeah, I know. But no, I was on a taxi, and then I got a call from the manager. Yeah, I was gonna get released, or I was gonna call up. And I was having a good year, so when he called me, he was like, "Hey, congrats! No, you're a big leaguer." And I was in New Orleans, and I had to go to Pittsburgh for a 12 o'clock game the next day. So it was pretty special, man.
Did you cry?
I did. My wife had the video and everything. I cried and everything. I was like, man. You know, especially being the first one out of Honduras.
Did you cry like a baby?
Oh, heck yeah, I did. I mean, that's no shame. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be a big leaguer for the rest of my life. One game, I don't care. I'm going to be a big leaguer.
So when you walk out there on that field and you see the fans and you see the state, backtrack. When you walk in that locker room for the very first time and see your uniform hanging up, I mean, does it take your breath away?
Oh, yeah. It's still to this day. I mean, people are like, oh, you guys, no, man. Every time you get to put a big league uniform, it's a privilege. It's an honor, you know. It's every day you work for your whole life for this, and you try to cherish, you try to take advantage of that stuff, you know, and then happening every day, it's a blessing.
And then when you walk out on that field, step in that batter's box, and fans either at home cheering for you, going road, booing for you, what's that feeling like?
It's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. Like I'd say, it's part of the game. I like the boost. I like the cheering. You know, it's part of the game, and then just going out there and competing is pretty special.
First major league hit?
Chris Paddock, 2019, in San Francisco. Ball down the line to right field. I was supposed to be a double, but I got scared. I didn't go. And then whole stadium got up and started, like, you know, standing ovation and everything. So it was pretty cool.
First major league home run.
Giovanni Gallegos, or the Big Mac landing, St. Louis. Throw a slider. I had no idea how I hit it. I had no idea how I just hit it. Ended up landing over there.
You got the balls?
I do got both of them.
What'd you do with
them? They're at home right now. There, I have a mound. I have like a little like desk and everything. We have everything I've done in the big leagues.
Look like we gotta go because I hear the sirens going. The last question.
Yeah.
You on the team with my man Chris Sale. I knew him when he broke in. What's Chris like? We got to reunite yesterday.
He's a dog, man. He's a dog. He goes out there and compete and everything. He's one of the nicest human beings too. Like, you know, but when he's in the mound, he's a dog. He goes out there and compete, and you know, he like, I'll go to battle with that guy. I run through a wall, which I did earlier in the year for him.
But we got the rain, the siren going, the rain coming. But coach on the road with the man MD.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.